Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who should pay for college? Mom and dad or the kids who are attending? Because with a second kid in my house going to college this year, it's kind of an issue with my family. So we wanted to know, what do you suggest? We want to hear from you coming up next.
Yes. We're in the same boat. We have a 14-year-old. Oh. I mean, it's around the corner. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and I feel like the way we were brought up is very different to now the way people view it in present day. Because when we were growing up, we were told there's no money for college. It's all on you to get scholarships.
Right.
Work, save. I am still paying college loans.
Girlfriend.
Almost done.
Yeah.
Almost done. Hopefully by the end of the year I'll be done. But yeah, and I mean, that's been a long time of paying those loans.
It seems to take a while. But you know what? It helps you kind of adult, right? You kind of grow up and you learn how to pay.
Yeah,
those
but how about
stuff.
That? Hey, go get a degree. And by the way, when you're 21, you're not going to have $30,000 of debt.
Whoa, 30. Well, according to our fact findings, 42% of parents believe kids should pay for college, while a majority of kids say, no, our parents should flip the bill. What's going on with this generation? Oh, these kids these days, I tell you. My son, Noah, is a junior now at Whitewater. He's going to start his junior year in a couple of weeks. And when he started as a freshman, we kind of helped him out a little bit his first year. And then after that, it was like, no, dude, you know what? You're going to have to start signing these loans, because we've got other kids in the house, my daughter Lexi, and then my youngest Haley, who are going to go to college. And we can't do this for everybody. And now I'm at that point. My daughter Lexi, the middle child, is going to be a freshman at Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota. So now I'm like, oh, okay, we can't really help her out because we've got other bills to pay. Man, we'd be stretched so thin.
And the more that I read about this, and I read with these, side note, I'm kind of obsessed with like finances and investing and things. And
so Elizabeth loves the money.
Oh, Producer Dave and Radar, Yes. You guys know. I mean, I'm obsessed with our Every Dollar app that we use and saving and, you know, paying things off. And what I'm learning more and more is that when it comes to the parents, it's that idea of you have to put your oxygen mask on first.
Well, I like that term. Put your oxygen mask. Save yourself first.
Yes, because you're older than your kids, and you don't have as much time to save and plan for retirement, whereas they have more time. So if you and your wife, your retirement contributions are set, you have your emergency funds saved up, you have your house in order, so to speak, then it's time to say, okay, let's help with college if we can. Producer Dave, what do you think?
Yeah,
what do you
think that maybe it should be a shared budget. I mean, my parents have helped me pay for school. I've got $60,000 worth of debt that I'm paying back to school. I mean, I think it kind of, like, your parents, is still their job to help out their kid, I feel like, a little bit. Even when you turn 18. You would think, is that not a parent's job to help out their kid?
You raise them till
that's part of the job you sign up for when you have a kid, right? That you're going to help bring this kid to life?
You raise them till they're 18, and you pay for all this stuff as they're growing up.
Your son to go to college? Did you encourage your daughter to go to college?
Well, of course we did.
Okay, so why wouldn't you help them pay for it then? If you're encouraging them to do that, you expect them to get that degree, right?
I didn't pay for mine, so I'm kind of thinking, maybe you kind of do the same thing.
I mean, I would expect that a parent would want to help out their kid, especially if they're influencing them on going to college, right?
You see why this is such a debate,
right?
And there's a lot of money at stake, too.
There's a lot of money, especially when you go to school out of state, like my daughter is. It's like, oh boy, there's a lot of money there. So who should pay for college? Mom and dad or the kids? It's your turn now. Give us a call. 414-799-1099.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.